you, Madam Chair, Secretary General, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank the United Nations for convening this important and timely meeting, and thank Member States which have made pledges and expressed their support. The Afghanistan crisis is a children's crisis. Out of the 19 million children in the country, more than 10 million are in need of humanitarian assistance. Save the Children has been working in Afghanistan since 1976. We have programs in 12 provinces, and sadly, we do not see an end to the suffering of Afghan children. Over the last 20 years of war in Afghanistan, one child has reported to have been killed or maimed every 5 hours, amounting to over 30,000 children in 2 decades. And while these figures are devastating in and out of themselves, they likely mask the true number of children who have been impacted by the conflict, including children who have succumbed to hunger, poverty, and disease. As we have heard today, Afghanistan is facing a deepening humanitarian crisis, which threatens the survival and the future of millions of children who are urgently in need of our collective support. In a country where only 1 in every 16 children dies before their 5th birthday, and where some 5.5 million children may face hunger crisis in the coming months, it's clear that we have no time to lose. Now, amidst new waves of displacement and a debilitating drought, Member States must respond generously to the humanitarian needs of Afghan children. Funding is urgently needed to ensure that children have access to healthcare, education, child protection, and nutrition support. Furthermore, we must ensure that the funding is delivered in a principled manner that entrenches and advances the rights of the most vulnerable Afghans across the country. Member States should work to ensure unimpeded access for all humanitarian workers, including female staff, without whom thousands will lose access to critical service. Afghan children bear no responsibility for the hardships they now face. However, the responsibility to contribute to alleviate their suffering sits here, in this room, at this meeting. We must act decisively so that Afghan children do not continue to bear the cost of the crisis. They deserve a future free from violence, poverty, and suffering. Now is the time we must act. Thank you.